Wonderful. Well, I just started recording and I won't share with anybody until after you've seen it and would give permission. But I had a cancellation today, so the slot got opened up and you jumped on. So that's wonderful. But we only have a half hour. So
yeah, that's right into it. Yeah. Well, what I want to talk to you about is these supernatural experiences and how the church, I've tried my Catholic church, who just ran away, and I've tried my evangelical free church, who've just ran away. And nobody will talk at all. But I managed to talk to them today because about 2012, 13 maybe, before I went to Israel, anyway, because I told the pastor who I went to Israel with about it. I was driving along, minding my own business, listening to Radio 4, which is very highbrow English BBC program, all about the news, and they were talking about ISIS. And I said, "Lord, what are we going to do about ISIS?" Just like that. And he answered me clear as day. And he said, "Don't worry about ISIS. They are all going to end up holed up in Aleppo." And I didn't even know where Aleppo was. I had to look it up on a map. Now, I was saying to my pastor today, well, the assistant pastor, how many sieges have there been in history? Maybe 12, maybe somewhere like that. So for God to tell me that ISIS were going to end up besieged is a miracle. And then to tell me where they were going to end up, and I went to Israel with Paul Begley, you know, on the YouTube channel. Have you seen Paul Begley?
No.
Pastor Paul Begley, massive YouTube channel. Does all news and things. Very, very old school evangelical Christian, you know, Baptist, I think, but a free church. Tiny little church like yours. Anyway, so we send our money to America because they're actually doing the work, you see. So we listen to the lot. We listen to all of them. I'll tell you why in a minute. Anyway, so I told Paul Begley and he says, "What's going to happen to ISIS?" He says, "Will they be finished?" I says, more or less finished. There'll still be a few. This is what God told me. There's just straight into my spirit, the understanding. There'll just be a few. They'll still be around, but they'll hardly make any trouble, right? So that's number one, right? This is, but the whole thing started because, like I say, I've always worked with the Lord, right? But just had little personal messages, you know, just like normal people, you know. But then one day, I'm led in my bed, watching a YouTube video, right? Just praying, as you do, just like being a normal person. And then I had what's called an open vision. Didn't even know the name for it. And I saw two suns in the sky, right? Two suns in the sky. So that's what started me looking up things on YouTube. This must have been 2010, 2011, something like that. And the only videos I could find were Chinese and all the writing underneath were Chinese, right? Which I thought was just weird. Anyway, so they must have been having similar visions, or two suns appeared in the sky, right? So one was a big sun, the normal sun, and then there was a small one next to it, smaller, at about 4 o'clock, something like that, about 45 degrees off, you know, off the bottom. So I'm looking at this, and then I've got an old photograph, big photograph, frame photograph from me, very young, that my mother had. And I saw that photograph, so it like panned around, and I saw that photograph, and then it all went white, and everything just finished. So I didn't know what to make of this. And then I'm walking down my path, because we were living out in the shed, because we had too many people in the house. So we camped out into the shed, me and my husband. And I'm walking down my shed. I remember it was a lovely day. And then I felt like I'd been plugged into the ground, and energy was coming up out of the ground and out the top of my head. And that lasted for 3 days. Completely wore me out. Yeah, completely wore me out. And do you know that? Do you know when you're praying in the spirit? Do you know that feeling where you're full of energy? Right. Now, I've always been able to heal, not me, God could always heal people through me. Right. So laying hands on people. But it used to quite wear me out. Do you know what I mean? I felt like the energy was, but now it's different. If I heal, pray healing up with somebody, it's like the energy is coming up through the ground and into them. It doesn't have any effect on me at all. Or out of the air. It can come out of the air anywhere. And so now I just lay hands up. And before, I used to have to psych myself up and think, oh, you know, and it'd leave me quite exhausted and it'd take me a long time to recover. Now it doesn't. Now I can just let, but I don't do it often, only when God leads me. But that was another miracle, right? Because I said to my husband, after feeling like I'd been plugged into the ground and having this, I looked it up online, only thing I could think was a Kundalini experience. And they all said that's dead demonic. So I thought I was under demonic attack, what with visions that weren't biblical, because I knew that they weren't. Anyway, in the end, I took it to God, like I should have done in the first place. I took it to God. I says, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell me it's the end of the world? And he said, yes, as clear as a bell. So that made me really decide to look at where the church was and really get back into my religion, big style. So I went down to the church, try and talk to them. I waited outside the mass for 4 weeks in a row, but no, nobody had talked to me at all. They all said, don't be too busy to talk about anything like that. So I abandoned that. And then I got really sick with MS. And I laid in bed for, well, first of all, they said it was a slip disc because my back went. So they said, only thing is like lie down quiet. So I did that for about 6 months. That didn't work. I went back down to them. And they sent me for some tests. But we're on the NHS here. You know what I mean? You get all the tests, but you might have to wait a year, you know, for the test. Anyway. They did a bit of a brain scan and found like a load of white patches missing. So they said, that's our good sign. My sister's got MS. It was only when my eyes started like seeing double that they said, we think it's probably MS. But then they want MS, but they wanted me to go in one of these big body scanners. And after the brain scan, that was enough for me. I'm claustrophobic. And they sent me for one. I got the gown on and everything, but it was down in a basement. And they said, you've got to lie dead still for 45 minutes. So I thought, maybe if I can come out in the middle, they said, nah, it'd be no good. You've got to start all over again. So you've got to admit your limitations in this life. So I said, nah, we'll just call that one a day. Anyway, they were going to reschedule me for one of these open ones in London, you know, so they got no top on. But I got fed up by that stage. So I found a church that did spiritual healing. And they laid hands on me, and I got better. But the reason I'm really talking to you is my husband was a complete atheist. Atheist, yeah. I wrote to you, did I? And he played me. This is what caused all the trouble in the first place. About 2009, he played me and insisted I watch, what's his face? Richard Dawkins. I always forget his name. Richard Dawkins. And I was appalled. I'm absolutely furious, beyond furious. And so after that, everything that came into the house, I give Christian perspective. And he had never heard the Christian perspective at all. And all the family fell out with me. Everybody refused to speak to me for about 2 years, this went on. And in the end, I ended up watching all the religious people online and just getting more and more into my religion and just avoiding them all and saying, I don't care. I don't care what you do. You can leave. You can go do anything you want. But I'm not bothered. You know, I made a stand for God, if you understand what I mean. And I prayed for him to have supernatural experiences. Right, and during this time, I'd watched Steve Quayle. Right? You know, the pastor Steve Quayle.
No.
Ever heard of? No, that was Steve Quayle's very famous in America. Anyway, he said, I want you in one of his big long talks because he can talk worse than me. Because Steve, and he said, I want you as an act of faith, get a bottle of oil. Right, he says, it can be olive oil, or else if you've got some holy oil, that's even better. Bless it. And anoint all your house all the way around, right? So my husband sat outside on my decking, minding his own business, and hears all these voices over the fence, whispering terrible things. And afterwards, like, we managed to calm him down, and he's under a demonic attack. And he said, but why were they over the fence? I said, I'm not surprised they were over the fence. I said, I anointed the whole house with oil. They're not allowed to come in our property. And the whole thing, he had so many supernatural experiences. He's a complete Christian now, playing in the band down at the church. So the point I'm trying to make with all this is, I took him to see David Icke for a 12-hour talk, which he sat through, trying to open his mind.
12 hours?
No, just to get into it, you know, think outside the box. Sam Harris box, you see. And I thought, well, he's had enough of religion. I'll show him some secular stuff, but no. And I played him Dark Secrets of Bohemian Grove, which he thought was just, didn't even register at all. But since I played him Dark Secrets of Bohemian Grove, and he sees it from my point of view, he's completely on board with me now. His mindset has changed so completely. Now the girls, or my girls won't talk to me. My elder, she says, you've already brainwashed daddy. I'm not speaking to you. But the only way is to pray. You see, I pray for him to have supernatural experiences. And he says that that was the only thing that actually opened his mind. So we can talk and talk and talk, but unless God actually comes and works, because he can do a work I couldn't do. With all my persuasion, with all my logic, with all my everything, I had to get God to come and do it for him. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I certainly do.
That's the point I'm trying to make. But I had another miracle. I've got severely autistic. She's 22 now, but we took her to Israel with us. She was about 20 at the time. We took her to Israel. And she doesn't understand a great deal, but she's got a very good relationship with God, very much like Freddie. I love watching Freddie. Freddie's so nice. You know what I was saying? A bit worse than Freddie, because she's severely autistic, very antisocial girl. But we took her into the River Jordan. Now, we were on, you know what, have you ever been on a tour to Israel? You don't get no explanation, do you? You just, the whistle stopped in the Jordan, and I said to her before we went in, because nobody explained baptism or anything to her. I said, do you want to go in, Holly? She says, yeah, I want to go in. I said, right, fair enough. So we got her in the robe, and we dunked her in the water, right? And she come out, and her face was all shiny, and she says, all my sins have been forgiven. Now, who told her that? Do you know what I'm saying? Isn't that the biggest miracle I've ever seen that,
wow,
actually? And before he was a Christian, my husband was a Christian, we had a friend, a very dear friend, flat out in a coma. The consultants had just been talking to my husband, saying that there were no hope. He had 7 paddles. Out of hospital, cardiac arrest, you know. There was no hope whatsoever. But I just had an open vision. That was my second open vision. And I'm driving along the road, and I'm thinking, where in the blooming heck am I? Because I'm sat in a hospital, but I'm driving along the road. The radio's playing and everything. And I'm in a rush. That's all I knew. And then I looked around, and I noticed I was up at the top of this road. And then the phone rang, and I couldn't hear him, but he could hear me. Well, I hoped he could. And I said, I'm late, because I'm always late. I says, I'm late. But I'm on my way. I'm just up at the top of the road. So I knew then he was going to be all right, because God had showed me that he was going to be all right. So I knew that he could come in agreement for healing. So I said to Richard, I says, do me a favour. And he says, anything. I says, come in agreement with me. So we prayed over him. And I'm not joking, within 20 minutes, he sat up. He's looking around. He's still got the ventilator. So he could only nod. I'm showing him photographs. And he's made a full recovery, or near enough a full recovery. The only thing he's been left with is a bit of dizziness. That's it. He's working 10-hour days.
Wow.
You know? And these miracles were what convinced my husband. Yeah. Not all this nagging, not all the soup, not baby that. Do you know what I'm saying?
I love it.
But I've been praying for him for years. But I prayed for him. This is for somebody else who's in the same position. I prayed for him to have supernatural experiences. And he did. He had all kinds of terrible supernatural experiences. Like, I started to see black things running in front of the car, and I said to him about it. And he says, well, I've seen them too. I said, what? So we were driving along one night, and he saw one go in front of the car. And I said, okay, then what were that? He said, what, you saw it too? I said, yeah. He says, describe it to me. So I told him. It reminded me of the smoke out of Lost. Have you seen the smoke out of Lost? No. The smoky creature out of Lost? Lost?
Yeah, the TV show?
Yeah. That's okay. The nearest I could say. And it was like that long, about 2 foot long, zipped in front of us. And I told him what I'd seen. And he says, I saw exactly the same. So he knew then. But it wasn't all in his head, you know.
If both of you see it.
Yeah, it was like, well, he said it could be like some kind of mental illness between both of us. But we're not, I mean. No, I'm signed as a pound, you know. No, I'm not. I once asked, because I've had a quite hard childhood and a lot of bad things happened to me, you know, when I was younger. But I once asked the psychologist, I said, why haven't I had a nervous breakdown? He says, some people never will. He says, some people never will. And I'm one of those people. I'm very solid. You know what I'm saying? I'm very persevering. Mm-hmm. But now I just get these visions. All of a sudden, I get these words from God. Like I'm praying for a woman down the church. And I says, I hear you've been ill. She says, oh, no, I'm all right. I says, I must have been praying for the wrong person. She says, oh, no, it's me. It's me. It's in the British. It's in the British person. Oh, I'm okay. No, it was her. She's doing loads of cancer stuff. And then I just got a word from the Lord. And I says, oh, I says, you're going to be okay. She says, I know I am. I says, no. I says, you're going to be all right. I says, I've just had a word. You know, it's really weird.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything like this before?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All the time.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And see, people don't want to talk about it in public because we live in a secular society and you lose status if you talk like this because people wonder if you're crazy. And maybe you are, but maybe I am too. So I have lots of friends who have experiences like this, but they don't talk about them.
Yeah, but what about Aleppo? What can you say about Aleppo?
That's really cool. It's not my place to judge.
I can't make
a judgment on it. I don't know what's going to happen to ISIS. So I just love hearing the story.
They've gone, haven't they? More or less. There's a few.
Yeah.
But they're not the big band that they used to be.
No.
I don't know. What have I heard? I had two recently. I was in Venice, right? Overlooking a big square. And it was last year in September. And there was all the floods in Japan. And I said, Lord, what is happening with the world? And he showed me Mr. Obama. And he was about this far away from me, leering at me. And he had blue robes on. He's not in office by this time, right? Blue robes on with white symbols on them. And a big white feather on his head. And he's just nasty. And he scared me. He really scared me. So it's the Obama's fault, according to God, that we've got all this bad weather. Yeah. And my friend who was in the coma, his daughter-in-law was having a baby, you know, happily married with his son, and it was her second, and I didn't even know she was having a boy, and God told me, his name's going to be called Daniel, and he says, and he's going to be called Danny, and his mother's not going to like it, because she's going to keep saying, his name's Daniel, he's not Danny, and his name's Daniel. How would I know that? Oh, and another vision I got, right? I had two major dreams as well. Same dream, 6 months apart. There was a big tree, massive, big supernatural tree. All the animals lived in it, towns underneath. Everybody was dependent on this tree. and it was destroyed, hit by lightning and badly destroyed. And everybody worked so hard and got it back together again and worked, and everybody said, oh, it's not the same as it was, but it's good. And we can see that we've got a future in this tree. And all the animals were back, and all the towns were back thriving. And then it was destroyed again. And there was only this much left, about 6-10 inches out of the ground, only a little bit, all charred, and a big pit around it. And everybody was stood around crying, wow, saying, we'll never get back from this.
Wow.
We'll never get back from this. Wow. And that's the economic system. 2008, God, because I asked him when I had, first of all, I woke up crying from this dream twice. And first time I just thought, you know, something you've eaten is something. But the second time the dream was identical and I knew it was the same. And then I knew it was a message from God. And I prayed about it and he said, it's the economic system. So after 2008, we've got it back together and it's all going. It's never the same, but it's going again. But the next time, it'll be absolutely apparent to everybody that we'll be able to do nothing.
Wow.
Understand? That's, and then about 2 years ago, up in heaven, there's a massive door, massive big door, and it was knocked clean off its hinges. And there were three, like Hell's Angel type people behind it, giants. And they were just about to come through, and I woke up with a start. That was another one.
Well, what did that mean, do you think?
Evil spirits coming into our realm. That's what that meant.
Okay. Wow.
You see it around you now, don't you? But there, that's what I saw. They were very, the nearest I've seen is on an opera, a French opera. They were, you know, the big boots, the big black boots, a bit like Hagrid out of Harry Potter, but mm-hmm. evil version of them. Big giants coming through.
Wow.
And they didn't open the door, they kicked it clean off its hinges.
Wow. Wow.
That's what I saw.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're living in very dangerous times. And I think God's equipping his people and he's getting us together and he's saving who can be saved. That's what I feel. Okay. That's why people are watching videos of anything. Because the same people that are watching a lot, you know, and I'm called to prayer, you know, God's told me quite clearly. So I spend 8-10 hours a day praying. I watch you in between, watch a few videos, pray, find something else to pray about, pray, you know.
Thank you. Well, pray for me.
I do pray for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
And another, and I ask God sometimes, and when I was on my own and everybody in my family weren't speaking to me, I didn't have a church, I was completely isolated. God showed me Ezekiel in the cave and he told me, there's people like you all around the world.
Yeah, there are.
There's people like me all around the world praying for you.
Thank you. How do you say your name?
Siobhan, it's an Irish name.
Siobhan.
Yeah, Siobhan. Irish. Siobhan, like Yvonne, Siobhan. You can say Siobhan if you're posh. Siobhan. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Siobhan.
It's an Irish name. It's Irish for Joan. Joan.
Oh.
There's a lot of... My daddy was from Ireland. Oh, that's another thing that happened. My mother died recently. And you know what the Catholics are like? Well, you don't probably, but the Catholics don't believe in anything like supernatural, really. But the priest said he saw a white light come down from heaven. And in her spirit, she jumped in it and didn't even look back and was gone. My mother. She wasn't ill. She wasn't ill at all. Then she just got a bit of a cold and died. She went downtown to have her hair done on the Friday and she was dead on the Wednesday. She didn't suffer at all. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Wow. Wow. I love it. I thank you so much for, I had this little open slot and because someone canceled and you jumped right in and this has just been delightful. So I will send you this video and.
No, you can publish it. It's fine. It's
okay.
Fine.
I this was so enjoyable. Thank you so much. And thank you for praying for me.
We pray for you. Me and my husband pray for you. And I get colleagues to pray for you.
Well, next time. Next time you call, have your husband on with you. I'd love to meet him.
Yeah, he's here. Come here. Just have a wave.
I'm on. Yeah, I'm just about. All right.
Thanks so much for sharing your wife with us. This has been a delight.
Ah, good, good.
Yeah. I love her stories.
I'm the one, I'm on Siobhan's YouTube channel, but I'm the one that puts a lot of comments on your videos.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
It's me doing the commenting, but it's Siobhan's.
Yes,
yeah, oh, terrific. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, and keep going. Tell Freddie we love him.
Okay, I'll let him know. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.